Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Angie Duquette from Williamsburg Market, a small community market that still makes the effort to source locally as much as possible despite the challenges that are presented. Phil, talk a little bit about the challenges some other markets like Williamsburg Market face when they try to source local.
You know, it's interesting when you're at a large supermarket, you know, you have this certain convenience and that's what you love about it perhaps, but what you're also getting is you're getting strawberries every day of the year, even when they're not in season. And the reason that supermarket is getting those strawberries is because they've signed a deal with that strawberry distributor in the West Coast. And also, those supermarkets get a huge price cut when they buy huge quantities of things. So your small store is needing to work with many more distributors. Sometimes a distributor won't come to that small store, and they're charging more to the small store. Mm-hmm. So it's not that a supermarket is truly more efficient. It's just they get a better deal.
So that being said, Andrew Duquette from Williamsburg Market, why do you source locally and why is it something important to you and what you do?
Well, it's important to us because we like to give our customers the best that we can give them. We like to support our local community, help our local economy as much as possible because the big stores, they don't care about the customer as much. We do. We live there. We have all our local friends that come into the market that we've made friends over the years. These are people that can walk to our store, a lot of them. Some of them come up every year from to go to the campgrounds, and they stop regularly because they know us and they love to come to the small store.
Is it a challenge for you to try
Absolutely.
To do it?
Mm-hmm.
So how
Absolutely.
Do you overcome the challenge then?
We buy as much as we can from the locals and we fill in what we can't with the larger suppliers. But yeah, it is a challenge to get suppliers to come up to Williamsburg. They think we're so far away.
I know, it's so far from Northampton.
We're only 4 miles from Look Park.
It's so funny to me how colloquial people can be about that sort of thing. You know, you go to any majors, you know, people from Brooklyn have never been to Manhattan or things like that. Even that's a bit of a span, but Williamsburg to downtown Northampton, give me a break.
I know.
But arguably, it becomes important for that part of the community that do want to walk there and do may not want to have to travel. Angie Duquette from Williamsburg Market. This market, it may not have been your dream come true, but it is a dream come true,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely. My husband wanted this for a long time. His grandmother had a store with the creaky wood floors, and so do we.
And you've had it for 2 decades at this point.
23 years, yep.
What was happening before? What did you leave? What life did you leave behind to make this dream come true?
Actually, my husband worked for a long time at A&P Foods, so he had a good background. And then he went into carpentry because that's what his dad did. But he always wanted to get back to the groceries. He
could
loved
hear the voice
it.
Of his grandmother.
Yes. Yeah. His grandmother was saying, please come back.
Your husband's dream of the Williamsburg market came from Canada and his grandmother's store. And you brought some Canadian cuisine with some local stuff.
Yes, I did. Canadian meat pie, but it is made locally. We make every single bite from scratch.
So what's in it?
Well, our meat cutters start by grinding us some wonderful pork and beef. And then my sister-in-law and I, who, by the way, she's from Canada also, we peel the local potatoes from Swazlowski Farms. Mm-hmm. We get our onions locally. We put those in there. And, of course, some spices. We can't give those away.
But the spices taste like Christmas to me. So this has this whole big, like, going, returning
home. I will
home
say, there's a little cinnamon in there.
Yeah, see, it's really good.
And my sister-in-law makes, of course, the best thin crust, flaky crust.
It's interesting because it's your husband's dream and you have to work with your sister-in-law too.
Yes, but
you're
we get
brave,
along great.
You're a brave woman.
No, we get along great.
What other stuff are you sourcing locally at the Williamsburg market?
Oh, right now we've got the local squash, butternut. We just got in Hubbard and Cinderella squash, which I had no clue what that was until recently.
And so they're all named after nursery rhymes and fairy tales. The old Mother Hubbard squash and Cinderella squash. I need to get a Sleeping Beauty squash there.
I know. Huh?
Angie Duquette from Williamsburg Market and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.